Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Lion's Den, a podcast brought to you by Red Lion Controls. I'm Tyler Kern. Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of the show. Today, we're talking about the PM50. Now, we're going to be talking about some of the features, some of the benefits, and this is all going to be focused on the OEMs. And so that is what this podcast is going to be about. Today, joining me is Jeff Thornton. He is the product manager at Red Lion Controls. Jeff, welcome. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. Jeff, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Introduce yourself to the audience. I know that you've been at Red Lion Controls for some time, so tell us a little bit more about that.
So yes, I have 45 years of Red Lion Controls experience. So I started in production right out of high school and worked my way through shipping, receiving, was the inside sales manager for a while, and became a product manager a few years ago.
So if Red Lion has done it, you have been a part of it.
For the most part, I've seen a lot of growth over the last 45 years. Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. I really like the product management job. Gives me the ability to interface with customers, both internal and external customers, to get my job done. We're kind of responsible for the product from ground up, you know, to customer integration on the back end. So, and that's what I like. I really enjoy, you know, the customer thing. Getting out and seeing applications and deciding what might be the next big thing.
I love that. I love that. Well, it's a pleasure having you on the podcast today and getting all of that, the knowledge and the experience that you have accumulated here on the show with us. And so, Jeff, let's start off today just talking a little bit more about today's OEM market. Just give us an idea of what OEMs are looking for, some of the challenges that they're coming up against that you are hearing about that you want to help them solve.
So, you know, we should probably position it a little bit for the PM50 and what the PM50 is all about. OEMs are typically in many shapes and sizes. If you're using larger machines, there's usually a lot of communication involved. Those applications use PLCs, HMIs, those kind of things. That's not really kind of the layer where the PM50 fits. We're looking right underneath that. Machines that have traditionally used a simple panel meter or actually have no communication at all. That is kind of the layer we're looking for. That market, I think, can easily be addressed with our new PM50 offering, and we have some distinct advantages that we can expand on to look at that.
Absolutely. And I think one of the aspects of this that you're looking for with the PM50 is how seamless and simple it is to integrate in, right? Is that something that you would tout as one of the benefits that you want OEMs to know about?
Absolutely. As we talked about the HMIs and the PLCs, you need specific people. You're usually looking at systems integrators or plant engineers to do this. And again, we're looking at kind of a tech level, something that quite honestly you and I could program and put it on the machine without having to get a systems integrator or go through those expenses. So that's really, I think, where the big win is here. And then, you know, focusing on, you know, the definite advantages or benefits that we'll bring with the PM50.
And one of the things is that it provides some of these high-tech benefits, but it doesn't necessarily, like you said, have to be done by someone who has lived in that world for a long time. There's a mobile app that people can use, right? And so this is accessible for a wide range of people.
Absolutely. We've geared the product for an app. You know, you look at the upcoming workforce, and obviously the generation has changed. I just don't want to say the age, but the generation's changed. You know, we're using a lot of smart devices now. So apps are very common, and that's kind of the avenue that we've taken with this product instead of offering software. But for those that want, you can use the web browser, which allows you to use your computer.
Yeah.
Or if you're old-fashioned, you can poke the front of the screen and program it that way.
Well, since we're talking about that, let's talk about the display. And we're going to run down some of the other features here, but let's talk about the display on the PM50. Tell us a little bit more about that and the benefits that provides.
So simple panel meters today typically provide just a number.
Yeah.
You know, just a, and for, especially for the OEM focus, we have introduced a new graphical display.
Wow.
So it's very much like an HMI. We borrowed some of the technology that we have in some of our, you know, more premium products, and we've put that into a panel meter. And the value for that for an HMI or for a OEM customer is the fact that they're going to get a much better appearance on their machine. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like an HMI. You get the window, but you don't have all of the high-tech support that an HMI would cost. So that's one of the advantages, is definitely machine appearance for their customer.
Yeah, you could really tell what a massive change this would be to the overall look and feel of the machine, right? Just having that display, I think that's a huge change. And one of the other big things to highlight are the communication options with this device, right? Talk to us a little bit more about that, because that's another massive thing that is a benefit and an advantage to the PM50.
Absolutely. So if you're an OEM, typically you put your machine together and it's delivered to a plant floor. The way you would actually go about installing that machine is you're going to attach power to that unit. Mm-hmm. With the PM50, we actually give you the ability to use Wi-Fi communication to collect your data. If you choose hardwire, that's fine. We have the Modbus option, RS-232, and Ethernet. But the advantage to the Wi-Fi is simply there's no wires. So there's no labor. So you actually get that communication almost on board for free. And that's kind of the key point. So from an OEM standpoint, it's an easy connection for their customers. And that's something they could actually build right into their brochure.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. That's pretty incredible. So one of the other things that OEMs are obviously looking to do is to save programming time and to expand their capabilities and that sort of thing. Does this provide for repeat orders and to, you know, enable that ability to save some time using the PM50?
Absolutely. We've included an SD card slot. Mm-hmm. So once you have a unit programmed, you can save the program to a computer screen and use the web browser for support on that. Or you can use the SD card, which would copy the program. You pull it out when you come up with your next machine build, simply install the SD card and we'll copy the program in, saving them all the time for doing the programming the second, third, fourth time that they get that order.
Now, I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to know about customization. Is that possible with the PM50?
Absolutely. It's the design of the product to support the OEM market. So on the front of the unit where our Redline Controls logo is, that can easily be swapped out with an OEM name, name of the company, their product, whatever they want to put in there. We can also do customized widgets. So those are, if you see on the front, we have gauges or thermometers, those kind of things. If they want something special for their application, we can do that. And if it really gets customized, we can do special modules on the back for different types of inputs or outputs, those kind of things. So the whole product is kind of tailored to be OEM driven for, you know, the needs that their customers are going to require from them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I mean, to me anyways, having this conversation, it really sounds like this is a real game changer for OEM builders, right? But you have 45 years of experience and I do not. So I'll let you speak to how big of a change this is really for OEM builders.
So to me, this is huge for these particular customers because, again, we're looking at machines that have no communication. You know, data has spread across the plant floor.
Yeah.
And if you don't have connections to all of the stuff that's on the plant floor, you really don't have a vision of your plant floor, what's going on, what the timing is, what the scheduling, process improvements. So enabling their customers to connect to data is going to be a big asset when they go to sell their product to their customers.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Jeff, as we start to wrap up this conversation here today, any final thoughts, anything you want to make sure that our listeners and viewers understand after checking out this episode, anything else you want to leave them with?
For the most part, I think the PM50 really is driven to help collect data. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that you're going to put on your OEM brochure when you attack your customers and talk to them about, you know, what advantages they can get. The other thing is the smart device connectivity, the ability to get alarms and notifications on the plant floor to reduce downtime. So those are kind of the key drivers for the product. While the display is impactful, there's a lot of additional features and functions that are way over present panel meters today.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Jeff Thornton, Product Manager at Redline Controls. Jeff, thanks for joining us here, sharing a little bit more about the PM50.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And everyone, thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Lion's Den, brought to you by Red Lion Controls. It's been a pleasure having you along with us. Of course, for more, visit redlion.net. If you have questions, if you want to reach out, talk to an expert like Jeff, make sure to visit the website and reach out there on the contact page. And you can do that and ask questions and learn more information. And stay tuned. We'll be back soon with more episodes of the show. But for this one, for my guest today, Jeff Thornton, I've been your host, Tyler Kern. Thanks for joining us.